an alumni of the Hall of Fame. He's Rafael Saadiq. What up, Rafael?
Good morning.
What's going on, Tom Joyner and the Tom Joyner family?
Yeah. So I tell us your involvement in the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, I went to the Boys Club in East Oakland on 85th in Oakland. I grew up in the Boys Club and played basketball there with Woodshop. Well, I told everybody I was a key latch kid, so when my mom was at work, I was always at the Boys Club, Boys and Girls Club. So years later, they inducted me into the Hall of Fame, and I joined the foundation to help bring music into all the Boys and Girls Clubs in America, including Africa also.
Wow. So how much time did you spend at the Boys and Girls Club when you were a little kid?
Man, every day after school, I would do a little bit of homework, and then I would lock the door and run to the club. That was it. The funny thing was, I told everybody last night, it was the place where I first played organized basketball, and they kept calling 3 seconds on the key, and the key on me, but nobody told me what it meant. So I didn't want to tell my buddies because they was going to laugh at me because I didn't know what it meant. So I quit. Never played organized basketball again.
And was the Boys
but
and Girls?
Other than that, I had a good time.
Was the Boys and Girls Club instrumental in your in your music career?
It was a guy named Maverick Neal. He's from Oakland. He played guitar. I was in a band with him and James Foster. They were all in the 12th grade when I was in the 5th grade, and they all were in the Boys Club too. So I used to be around them a lot too. So at home, we play music, but at the club, we just play sports. But those guys were deeply into music when I was at the Boys Club.
Wow. Little Charles Ray Wiggins.
And what did they call you?
Little Charles Ray Wiggins.
What did they call you?
Like a Flintstone car. What did they call me at the club?
Uh-huh.
Ray Ray.
Ray. I love it.
But they still call me in Oakland, Ray Ray.
So your mama liked Ray Charles, huh?
Yeah, my mom just like heavily on Ray Ray. But now my mother calls me everybody's name. Like my nephew Trey. She called me JJ. Sometimes she called me Tony. She confused right now. Don't know what to call me. I changed my name so many times.
So you're inducted into the Boys and Girls Club Alumni Hall of Fame in Orlando.
Yes, with a lot of great people, you know. So it was really fun. The foundation is really great for, you know, Shaq is involved, Denzel is involved, Usher, Ashanti, people. I was with people who walked in the space. A guy was running the Olympics. I can forget his name, but prosthetic legs. I mean, it's incredible people. I'm just fortunate and lucky to be amongst so many people have done so many other great things. It's really fun to get to know a lot of different people, meet people, and hear about their experience in the Boys and Girls Club also.
Rafael, what are you working on these days? Are you just driving around in your nice little Toyota Prius singing a great song?
I've been working on a couple movie scores.
Oh, cool.
And that's it, and I'm working on a new album. I'm taking my time working on it, and I hope you guys like it when it comes out.
We always do.
You always do, yeah.
And, I'm just trying to keep it positive, and, my parents are getting up there, so I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with them, and then, also travel and make music.
All right, man.
Well, congratulations on your honor. We're big fans.
Well, thank you guys very much. Thank you very much.
All right, my man Rafael Saadiq.
And I'll put my Toyota Prius up against his any day. I will. Whenever you're ready.